Oh, my hope is in Jesus. I stand before you. That's one of my favorite songs. And I stand before you this morning telling y'all that my hope is in Jesus. And I hope that's where each one of yours is. I hope you can say that this day, because you can. Jesus shed his blood that we can have a hope in something that is real, something that is permanent, something that is eternal, and something that's not temporary. The hope that I had right here, Jamie, very temporary. I stand before you this morning, humbled by the love that God bestows upon us. Our service last Sunday was mentioned already this morning, and I can't help but think about the words in that line that from that song, Come to the Table. Sarah sings it quite often, but I remember the first time I really heard the words, this motley crew of misfits. And I've said this over and over, but I'm going to say it over and over again. That's us, folks. That's us. Not one of us is righteous enough to come to that table. But you know, we're all welcome through the righteousness of Jesus Christ. I thank God for that. Paul, as we learn in our lesson, he said he was the chiefest of sinners. He was a member of the motley crew of misfits. Some events you've heard me say before, there's sermons in everything. Well, the topic today is going to be about service. Okay, so in our callings, we get so caught up in what our calling is, we want to see a definite thing. So you look up here and you see Jamie. My calling has been to do this. I've been to funerals this week. I did a wedding this week. I visit folks. I witness to others. This week, we all have a calling, and this is not just to say anything about Jamie. I'm going to talk about the whole part of service. We call this a Sunday morning service. So what's that mean to you? What does that mean to you today? Is it somewhere, is something you do, you come and plop down and... You know, it is not. It is not. That falls in the category of Judaism. Right. What we talked about this morning is going through the physical motions of service. That's not it. That's not it. Do you know what? You know, we know God needs nothing from us. But do you know what He wants from you? Because He made us people of free will. So do you know what He wants from you? Your heart. Your heart. You cannot serve Him any better than by giving Him your heart. So we're going to go through there today. I happen to be called to do this. Now, if you'd have knew me as a child or growing up, you wouldn't have thought, hey, like Greg said earlier, if I would walk up to somebody that knew a certain person a long time ago, and I said, yeah, man, he's digging our church. The first thing he thinks of is everything he remembered that guy doing back in the day. So that could be said about most all of us, really. Most all of us have a past. Most all of us have done things that other people know about that when they hear your name about being in church, they say, really? We all are of the motley crew of misfits. So we're going to talk about personal service today and what personal service is. We all have a calling, amen. But it's not all to do this. It's not all to teach, but we're all called to serve. Amen. Okay. I was brought to tears a couple times this week just by God revealing Himself in every common, everyday events. Amen. Okay, guys will appreciate this. I went out to Ohio Valley Outdoor. Greatest door since the Sears tool department, I'm telling you, from a man's perspective. Ladies, it's like Kohl's or whatever. But they got every kind of fishing stuff there is. Well, I go in there and I get what I need, and I'm paying, and I give the young girl, she's probably in her 20s, young lady, and I give her a $10 bill, and she runs it through this machine, and I just, you know, casual conversation, said, you got to check all that. She said, we got to check everything. I said, you can't trust nobody anymore, can you? No. But I said, and here was my service. Now listen, this is not patting Jamie on the back. You got to listen to this whole story. I said, but I trust Jesus. And that girl lit up and said, I do too. She said, my name's been written in the Lamb's Book of Life for 4 years now. That's service right there. And one of my topics is, it's service on both sides of that counter. How often do we go through Walmart, both sides of the counter? We witness to them, but man, that girl, that was a blessing to me beyond measure. This young girl, because she's just some girl, and I'm doing my service. You know, Jesus loves you. And she come back with, my name's been written in the Lamb's Book of Life for 4 years. That's service. That's a calling, what we're all called to do, to live for Jesus, to proclaim His name on both sides of that counter. Okay, I got scriptures we'll get to here in a minute. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, Greg hit on that this morning, talked about being in bondage, in the bondage of sin. You know, in this day, in this world, you're either a slave or you're either a servant. If you've been born again, you're a servant. If you've not been saved, you are a slave. You are in bondage of sin right now this morning. Right now, you are. If you haven't been saved this day, you are a slave to whatever. I had a guy tell me one time, I don't want to serve nobody. He is a slave. He is in bondage to sin nature. If you don't want to serve nobody, you are serving somebody. You're a slave. Okay, there's a Zach Williams song out there called No Longer Slaves. Have you ever heard that? No Longer Slaves. Isn't that awesome? I'm no longer a slave to fear. I'm no longer a slave to sin. Because of why? Not because of anything that I have done, but because I'm a servant of the King. Amen. Okay. When I go to write notes for a sermon, you know, I'll kind of spread them out, and then I try to cram everything right in the top because I want it all to come out first, and I'm sitting there back there thinking, I can't say it all first. It can't all be first. Okay, scripture text is going to be Romans chapter 12. We're going to read verses 1 to 3. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. And when you get there, if you would, stand in honor of God's Word. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. It says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. Now listen closely. That ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Let us pray. Lord, again, we are so humbled to bow here before you this morning with your word open before us. We ask for the Holy Spirit to take full control of this service right now, to be in every word that is shared here today. Get our fleshly bodies out of the way, Lord, that we can grow spiritually here this morning. I thank you, Lord, for your love and your mercy. I thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit. I thank you, Lord, for the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, that we can have an open and continual relationship with you. I pray right now, Lord, for everything that's said and done here this morning. May it done be glory, bring glory to you. I ask, Lord, you be with our pastor this morning, Lord. Just heal his body. Get him through this time in life. And these favors we ask in Christ's name. Amen. 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 Key verse, which is your reasonable service. So oftentimes, and when I was growing up, I think, you talk about your service or your calling, it was a specific thing. It was like called to be a pastor, called to be a singer, called to be a piano player, called to be whatever. But we got to realize, folks, if you think you haven't been called to anything, you have been called to serve both sides of the counter. You have been called to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. You have been called to live a life that is pleasing unto God. It is not about being a pastor. It's not just about being a teacher, because those are the obvious callings that we talk about. I stand here and I can't help but think, look at the calling right back there in that wad of wires. Look at that. How many of us could do that? Not me. I can't even. Isabella shows me how to work my phone. She's two. And she'll sit there and she'll get into doing things I have no idea what it's doing. There's a calling for everything. And there's a way to serve everybody in every aspect. In that text, it said, it talks about our reasonable service. And our pastor talked a while back about the renewing of our mind. How can we grow? I remember all the junk that's in my mind. I told somebody one time, I wish I could reboot. That's a computer word, right? That's when you just hit it and it starts over. I would love to clear some of the trash out of my mind, wouldn't you? Amen. I got a lot of garbage in there. But you know, Dave will say a lot of times, trash in, trash out. Now, if we put good in, if you got a jug and you start filling it with something else, it overflows. Stuff starts running out. I would love to renew my mind that the good would push out the junk. Amen. Agreed? Amen. That's where I want to be. So that's how we can better our service. You realize you are a servant of the Lord when you're driving down the road? I've been one of those that love your neighbor. Who is my neighbor? That's that guy that just cut me off. Okay. That's how we can show service. Do all that we do as unto the glory of the Lord. So my emphasis is it's a common, everyday thing to live a life that's pleasing unto the Lord. Amen. I wanted to be like, you hear me talk about John Arnold a lot. And if you ever knew him, he's just the finest guy there is to me. He's meant so much to me. And I always wanted to be like him, but I never could. And it took me a long time to realize I'm not supposed to be like him. I'm supposed to be like Christ.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
So I can't serve like he does, but I can serve how God called me to serve. And I think about, first and foremost, is our workplace. Most of us have jobs or have had jobs. We go and we're amongst people and we see a lot and this and that. And you can tell a person's character by working with them. You have a real opportunity to serve.
Amen.
In your workplace. I think about the encouragement that I have received in my own personal life here amongst you all. When Debbie and I started coming down here, we were going to sit back there with bags over our heads so nobody knew who we was. We just wanted to be here and not do anything. Of course, thank the Lord for his goodness and his changing of our hearts. And here we are today. I mean, here's this hill jack from up the road standing before y'all. But it's just a way of service. It's not to have star power. You see a lot of folks that stand in front and look at me. I'm doing pretty good. I did that once, my Grandpa Charlie, and if I didn't slither off of there, God humbled me like I'd never been humbled before. This is not showtime. This is service for Jesus. This is for this person that stands here with the word open before you are. This person's duty is not for you to bring attention to me. It is to bring attention to Jesus Christ, to service to Him. This is my way of service. You all have your own ways of service. I'm standing here encouraging each and every one of you to follow in service. Let's turn to Mark 14, I'm going to read verses 3 through 9. Mark chapter 13. This is very important. You say, well, what can I do? What can I do? How can I be of service to Jesus? How can I do that? I don't speak well. We all have so many excuses in our life today. What can I do? Listen to what it says here in Mark chapter 14, verses 3 through 9. It says, "And being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, then came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment and spikenard, very precious, and she brake the box and poured it on his head." She poured it on Jesus' head. Verse 4, "And there were some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste of the ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and had been given to the poor, and they murmured against her. But Jesus says, let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She hath wrought a good work on me. For ye have the poor with you always, and whensoever ye will, ye may do them good, but me ye have not always." Verse 8, "She hath done what she could. She is come aforehand to anoint my body to the burying. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she hath done shall be spoken of for a memorial for her." You know what Jamie's going to do right now? He's going to speak a bit on a memorial for her. And you know what the key verse right there, the key part of that is? She did what she could. She took what she had and did what she could. Now that is your reasonable service. You all have something that you can give for the Lord. You all have an ability, whether you know it or not, to serve the Lord. I remember my favorite Christmas cartoon show. You remember the little drummer boy? I know I don't talk about it in the scriptures. But here's this little feller, and all he could do was beat on that drum. Beat on that drum. And all the others came and gave all this wonderful stuff. Greg, but he came with that little old drum in his rags. He didn't have anything. But he gave what he could. Are you giving what you can? That is reasonable service that I'm talking about here this morning. It's not something great that brings attention to yourself. It's something that brings attention to Jesus Christ. That is our reasonable service. I'm going to go to 1 Peter chapter 4. And we'll read verses 10 and 11. It says, 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 10 and 11 says, as every man has received the gift, even so ministers the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, now listen closely. Here's the way of reasonable service. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it to as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. That is our reasonable service, to give glory to God in each and everything that we do. If you got to brag, and I've got friends that was just could talk and talk and talk. Talk about the Lord. What better thing is there? I caught a 3-pound fish Saturday, whether Sean believes it or not. I hadn't got to tell him yet, but I got a picture of it to show him. But what's that? It's just a fish. I can boast on my Savior that is eternal. That is my reasonable service. To tell that young lady behind the counter, hey, you can trust in Jesus. And that was her reasonable service. To tell me her name's been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. For 4 years now. Amen. Have you ever done that? Just think about that. Have you ever just tell the ladies at Walmart, you know Jesus loves you, as they're checking out? That's our reasonable service. Now think about that. Because one day, if we don't do that, we'll be ashamed. Think, man, why didn't I do that? That's so easy. I wrote a note this morning. Greg was talking about grace and works and Judaism and all that. You know what you can do? You can work without serving. That's right. Now think about it. In a physical sense, I could go to a place of work and I could work and not care a hoot about the owner or the company or nothing. I'm there to satisfy me. I'm not there to make a good product that represents the company. I'm there just to get what I can get. And so I can work without serving. But if I go in there to serve the master, if I go in there to do the best I can to make a good product, to bring a good calling to his name, I cannot serve without working. You think about that. We serve Jesus because he first served us. Amen. We serve Jesus because we love him. We serve Jesus because that's the commandments in the scriptures. Amen. Work without serving is selfish. Service with working is precious. Okay. And in closing, we'll go to Philippians 2, verses 8 through 14. Because you know, in this text, it's speaking to those, to the servants and to the slaves. This is going to happen one day. Philippians chapter 2. Verse 8 through 14 says, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and he's talking about Christ, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Verse 10, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue, whether you want to serve him or not, every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Verse 14, do all things without murmuring and disputing. That is reasonable service. Our reasonable service here this morning is to support one another. Our reasonable service is to bring glory and honor to Jesus Christ. If there is a need, we show the love of Christ by supplying that need. That is our reasonable service. And service is to bring glory to Christ and not to me. So, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess. You want to come and get a song? Every knee shall bow and every tongue confess. Are you ready for that today? Are you ready? Are you ready? There's no more humble position than this one right here. And we will all be humbled in the presence of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I know people that says, I will bow to no one. But the Word says different. They will bow. So I ask you right now, can you bow before Him humbly right now and call Him your servant? Or one day's coming, will you be out there and you will be commanded to bow before Him while you're a slave? The choice is yours. We have free will. Our God loved us so much, He gave us a free will. And we messed that up right out the gate, okay? But I ask you today, what is your reasonable service? Can you bow before Him right now as He's going to command us to do, and Him, and you be His servant? If you have a need this morning, as a servant, we have hope. Man, I got hope in me that I never, ever could have imagined when I let Jesus have it all. But I remember being a slave when I didn't have hope. And that was most miserable. So I ask you, are you a servant here this morning or are you a slave? That can be addressed and that can be, you can become an overcomer. I remember Dave preached a sermon on that one time. We were overcomers.